It was Halloween. There were psychedelic mushrooms involved. It was pouring rain. I was in a tent with trash bags all over my tent. The voice memo app was opened on my phone, and I downloaded an idea called Trust the Flow. And 2 years later, unbeknownst to me, in the how or in the path, The Aligned Alchemist will officially launch on Halloween. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Aligned Alchemist. My name is Sunitha. I'm the owner of Success and Spirit, and I help business owners optimize their brand, business, and life to their human design and unique soul path. So The Aligned Alchemist is alive and kicking. We didn't go anywhere. We just took a pause. We went inward, and now we're going outward. And the official launch of this podcast will be on October 31st. Halloween, of course, probably for the reasons that I just laid out in the intro, which is that that's when it first birthed in my subconscious. A deeper story for another day. And so today's episode is called The Truth Behind the Aligned Alchemist. It is about why I changed the name, something that I had mentioned before. If you've been around for a while, you know we started as the Aligned CEO. If you're interested in that, that's what this episode is about, in addition to many other things. Before we get into it, I do want to let you know that I'm launching something called Find Your Frequency. It is an intimate human design mastermind that I'll be launching in early 2024. I am opening up an interest list. The link is below. That is a wait list because it's only open to up to 10 people. I will only run that course live one time, maybe twice, because eventually it will be a done-for-you course. But it is an opportunity to work with me very, very intimately for practically nothing. And it'll be a fraction of what it's cost to work with me one-on-one. And if you're more interested in that, just put your name on the interest link below. You'll be on the private email address, and then you'll get all the information. And why I'm so passionate about business owners, but anyone understanding the fundamentals of the energetics of human design before they download a report or try to apply it to their business, because I think human design applied haphazardly can actually be dangerous. So this episode is to talk about the podcast, the birth of the podcast, and so how fitting we are 2 years later. I talk a lot about cycles and circles in my content. I started this podcast talking about Taurus and the moon and the subconscious. The moon is a circle. It represents birth. It represents mother. It represents ancestors, because that is the cycle of life. And of course, it is a circle. The last episode, I had talked about Taurus, how I started this podcast when Jupiter moved into Taurus, which is the throat, and why that helped to signify the foundations of human design, which is a body system. I talked about my journey as an entrepreneur a bit. I gave you some highlights as to why I changed the name. Alchemy is the process of turning lead into gold. It is the process of transformation in a broader sense. It's a nod to positioning, i.e. something's in alignment or alliance. So transformation that's in alliance. This podcast is for business owners, and it's geared towards those who are interested in alignment of all the parts of their body, the parts of their human design chart, the parts of their business, and the parts of their mind. Alignment with the universe, alignment with their soul path, and alignment with their life, because as an entrepreneur, there is no difference. The name The Aligned Alchemist is a nod to the book by Paulo Coelho, famous book, which I believe has been translated into more languages than any other book in history. And when I say entrepreneurs, I mean spiritually minded entrepreneurs, not necessarily spiritual entrepreneurs. You don't have to consider yourself a healer or someone who does spiritual work to be the audience for this podcast. But if you're spiritually minded, then you are welcome. A good litmus test would be if I met you at an event and I mentioned this podcast and I mentioned the name to you and I told you a little bit about what I do, would you lean in or would you lean out? Would you be afraid and think I'm a quack? Or would you be like, wow, she's really fascinating and interesting? If you're the latter, then this podcast is for you. what I do in my podcast and what I do in my business, since I've been working with beta one-on-one clients behind the scenes and will be opening the big business up in a bigger way in 2024, is I help them direct their life force energy, otherwise known as prana, chi, the energy with which they live in the world and how they use that energy under the framework of human design. I use it as a tool in addition to many other things. So the name of this podcast has so many layers, and we will get to those throughout the episode. But I want to get to the day that I actually decided to change the name. I just told you about when the seed for this entire podcast was planted in my head in that tent in the rain. But the day that I knew that I needed to change the name was very, very close to summer solstice, very soon after I had originally launched the podcast. And if you think about what summer solstice is, we talked about the moon. The summer solstice is the peak of the year. It is maximum light. It is the peak energy, longest day of the year, most sunshine. And that's relevant to the story. That's relevant to the rest of this podcast. I woke up that day and I was like, I have to change the name of this podcast. Didn't know what the name would be. Something didn't feel right. And a friend of mine who is kind of naturally gifted with energy and into energy texted me and he said, have you seen the Schumann resonance? And if you're not familiar with the Schumann resonance, it's a scientific phenomenon that measures the electromagnetic frequency of Earth. And there are people who monitor this on a regular basis, scientists, as well as people who are into energetic phenomenon. And I guess that day it was off the charts. So based on my friend, I wanted to YouTube and realized that, wow, this was a phenomenon. This was not a blip. And I had been really weird that week. I had broken out in hives, not typical for me. I was acting really strange and erratic. And I channeled a short on the Schumann resonance talking about how it was time to wake up. Frankly, energy is increasing, and that's something that I'll talk about more in future podcast episodes as I bring fellow spiritualists onto the podcast. But ultimately, that was the genesis for changing the name. And then at some point, something clicked, and there are reasons for why I specifically chose The Aligned Alchemist, because nothing is a coincidence in my world. There's a lot of analysis that goes into everything I do. I'm a Virgo, and once it clicked, that sense of alignment, like a Rubik's Cube. I mentioned the triangle, that sacred geometry, in the first episode of Jupiter and Taurus and the Moon. And I mentioned that on my podcast cover, you'll see that The Aligned Alchemist, the words are in a triangle. You also will see a giant sun, a glittery sun. What does the sun do? The sun alchemizes. The sun makes us feel good. The sun is vitality. The sun in astrology rules Leo. The sun is the ruling planet of Leo. And that is the sign that stands for courage and leadership. Now, the sun is exalted in Aries, which is the sign that I talked about last time. And you're going to want to listen to that if you're interested in learning more about that, because it speaks to the entrepreneur and how this whole brand got started. But Aries is the sign of the pioneer. It's associated with the first card in the tarot, the Fool. It's the sign of the entrepreneur. It's jumping off that cliff. But Leo is also associated with the child. It's associated with animals and joy and being present. And that's what human design is trying to get us back to through the concept of deconditioning, something that I hope to talk more about in the future. But I actually did a YouTube video on deconditioning, and I will link that below. It's a fairly short video. And that's deconditioning is shedding the layers of what you think you should be and who you think you should be, how you should do business, so you can go back to who you were, what you were, and focus on the strengths that you were born with. What made you do business in the first place? What makes you unique? And remove the shoulds of how you should be, how you should use your energy, how you should launch things, how you should market, and all of that, because children don't have that and animals don't have that. They just exist. And Leo rules joy. It rules gold. It rules like your solar plexus, your power, that golden energy at the peak of summer. It rules alchemy. But ultimately, what is alchemy? It's turning lead into gold. But alchemist, which I talked about, which I am, which you are, if you're listening, which is the name of the book, alchemy is bringing disparate pieces together. And that's what I tried to do with the play on the name of The Aligned Alchemist, because I was like, oh, I can talk about the subconscious, the superconscious, and the conscious brain. I can talk about law of attraction. I can talk about energy. I can talk about human design. I can talk about business. I can talk about marketing. And there's a bunch of other things I'm into that I would love to talk about, but may or may not fit. I'm into earth-based practices, working with herbs, and a lot of other things that help to optimize life force energy that are more about physical vitality and weaving in energetic practices. And as I know who the audience for the podcast is and what they want and what they're interested in, I will weave that in, or I'll find a separate place to put that. So it's really about understanding how to alchemize all the pieces of me, my brand. That's what a solopreneur has to do. It's alchemizing all the things that make me me. It's alchemizing all the things that I want to talk about. This concept of gold, and that our inner gold, our inner fire, that's what Leo is. We get our gold when we don't hide our light. We don't play small. The sun has never hidden for anybody. That's a big part of what this podcast is. It's to empower you with this concept that you don't have to hide. We are all on our individual path. And I say that I help business owners optimize their life force and better monetize their brilliance, but essentially it's a process of inner knowing and transformation. Alchemy is transformation. Tony Robbins, a famous self-help guru that I don't think anybody in this podcast hasn't heard of, said that change is inevitable, but it's not about change, because change will happen anyway. But will progress happen? Will transformation happen? And that is what this podcast is about. It is for people who are on a transformational journey, a people who are on a personal development journey. They also happen to own a business. And why do I focus on that? Because, number one, in marketing, you need to have a defined audience. You need to have a group of people who are all kind of the same. And that's going to change depending on your human design type and your, you know, the stage you're in business. But, you know, it's good to have a group of people that all share something in common. But also, but because I believe that the concept of entrepreneurship and the journey of entrepreneurship is one of the biggest self-development journeys you will ever take. I'm not new to that. I did not come up with that. I've been on it for 12 years. I've been in extreme highs. I've been in extreme lows, mentally and otherwise. I've been at times where things are going really great. I've been at times where I didn't know how I was going to pay my next bill or how I was going to get through the next day. I've been at times when I lived in a tent. I left an ER. I left a hospital. I walked into a conference and I started a company. Literally the company that I'm shutting down as we speak, I started that company and put every dime that I own on the line less than 24 hours after I got hit by a drunk driver and left the ER. I pounded a bunch of coffee in my Airbnb that I posted on my Facebook, and I should post it somewhere, and the name of the coffee cup said, "Like a Boss." That's what entrepreneurship is. It will make you find out what you are made of. Entrepreneurship is crazy, and it's about crazy stories, and it's about being willing to walk through the fire, come out the other side, alchemize, and be ready to take the next step on your journey. It's about being a risk taker, which is Aries, but it's also being okay to be a fool. It's okay to fail. It's okay to show that you don't have it together, and understanding that there's no delineation to who we are and what we do. And that's why this podcast focuses on business and success, and Spirit helps business owners, because I want to optimize their business by leveraging their human design, because there's so many aspects of your human design that help you work smarter, not harder, and they help you feel more aligned, and they help you build more self-trust in yourself so that you are more confident. You're going to do the work. You're going to find it more rewarding. You're going to have energy for it, and you're also optimizing your energy. So I will always talk about my struggles on this podcast, because I never want to appear to be someone that I'm not. I struggled a lot in starting Success in Spirit. I'm a trained astrologer. I'm an expert in human design. I have a master's in functional medicine and nutrition, specializing in botanicals, mind-body wellness, and hormones. Big passion of mine, MBA in marketing and corporate strategy, been an entrepreneur for 12 years, been in marketing for 20 years. And my original degree is in optimization engineering. And that's really helping optimize processes through a system. Talk about the dots connecting. I would have no idea that very close to my 25th college reunion, I would be doing optimization of energy on a podcast. But that's what human design is. It's optimizing process flow through a system. It's your system. And so I wanted to bring all of that to the podcast. How much of that actually ends up in here will depend on a lot of things. If I don't find a way to put it into this podcast, it'll end up in some other avenue and brand. Astrology is only one concept of human design, and I gave a nod to it in the last podcast. I talked a lot about it a lot in this podcast for certain reasons. And anytime I mention it, if you haven't noticed, I've mentioned it in macro archetypes, meaning that I'm talking about the fundamental meanings of the planets and what they stand for, not what's going on in the sky per se, because I want this podcast to be good whether you listen to it in 2023 or 2028. But this isn't an astrology podcast, because that's an entirely different modality. And for some reason, it could be my own perception, I find that people are really into it or they're not. I think it's because it's a much more complicated system than human design. I think it actually, frankly, requires a lot more study. So I'll just take this opportunity to let you know that my astrology podcast is called Cosmic Alarm Clock. It's a podcast I did from 2022 to 2023, but it covers essentially what were happening in society from 2020 to 2024 and beyond. And I was originally going to launch this podcast and give you this message on 1010, which is 11. If you don't know, this brand started with me channeling during the 11 portal in 2022 that runs from 1-1-1-2-2 through 2-22-22. And in energetic circles, that was considered a portal, numerology. And what happened is I woke up that day, and instead of putting the podcasts here, I felt the need to put all of my old episodes for Cosmic Alarm Clock up on YouTube. Because number one, there's no algorithm for podcasts. So people have to find them through word of mouth and other things, but they can find them through YouTube. That wasn't when Success and Seer was a business. That was just a channeled sporadic podcast. It was literally a cosmic alarm clock. It went off whenever I felt that there was an astrological event for people to know. And so there's, you know, 15, 20 episodes out there. And I wanted that to be up on YouTube because I wanted my YouTube channel to represent all of me, be the alchemy of all of me, but also represent the path that I've taken as Success and Spirit evolves. Now that podcast is very different. I swear on that podcast, it's raw and real. I talk about politics. I talk about government stuff. It's not selling anything, and it's geared towards everyone. It has nothing to do with business. And it talks about mundane astrology, which is politics, like I said. And it's also how astrological effects are affecting society. There's some amazing guests on there. I had someone talk on there on a fintech leader. We talked about the dark web. I had a Harvard-trained psychiatrist on there talking about mental health in the age of Aquarius. She's also an astrologer, so I will likely bring her on here. We can talk about energy a bit. But I will just mention, since I dropped a podcast episode on there just now, on eclipse season. Eclipses are when we're in the dark. And so I decided to launch this podcast the first week after eclipse season, because when you're in the dark, you kind of don't have clarity on what's next. And so eclipses are quickenings. They are portals of transformation onto their own. And so check that out if you're interested. I've linked that below. And Aligned Alchemist, what is this about? It's about business, yes. It's about trusting the flow. It's about shedding who you think you need to be. It's about deciding that who you are and where you've been is not where you're going. And that's what I help people do. I had them shed who they think they need to be. I help them point out where they can turn their lead into gold. I give them clarity and give them permission to be themselves, tap into an inner knowing. We all have an inner knowing. We give it away to people. So this podcast is about owning your own genius. It's about owning your inner Leo. And what my one-on-one work and eventual group work is going to be about is going to be about managing your energy in business, managing your brand in business, helping to direct your life force energy, and using your superpowers in your chart in a way that you're energetically designed to, and helping you move through the world in a more efficient manner. I mentioned all of my degrees and all my learnings. We talk about the profile. You'll understand why. I'm a one line. That's what we do. We study, we get foundational knowledge. I'm also trained in neuro-linguistic programming, which is the study of the subconscious mind. And so I wanted to bring all those pieces in. And I want to bring business in. I want to bring the subconscious in. I want to bring quantum in. I want to bring law of attraction in. I want to bring life force vitality in. I want to bring human design in, marketing, strategy, positioning, messaging. And do any of those really sound that disparate? If you are a solopreneur, you're living that every single day and you know it. Somehow they've become disparate in society. So this podcast isn't just for people who are going to be attracted to a message called the Aligned CEO that's too business focused. And just between you and me and anybody else listening to this podcast, that word is a very, very played out word in the business world. Mainstream podcasters like Marie Forleo and Brendan Richard. I think I saw this thing on Instagram the other day where there was an ad and Brendan Burchard was on Marie Forleo's podcast. And he's like, you know, it's about alignment. And Marie Forleo was like, oh my God, like that's news in 2023. It's kind of mainstream played out garbage. The Aligned Alchemist, you're either leaning in or you're leaning out. And that's what I want. The Aligned CEO, you're someone like, oh, this is a podcast. This is going to help me market better. Yeah, this is a business podcast. Yes, this is a marketing podcast, but it's a life podcast for business owners. And anybody who does human design for business and tells you that human design is anything else is blowing smoke up your ass. It's about alchemy. It's about personal transformation. It's about turning your lead into gold. It's about getting clarity on your path, which is what the sun does. I mentioned the moon. The moon is just reflecting the sun in its different phases. It's our yin. It's our body knowing to our yang. It what gives us light in the dark so we can walk our path. If you've read the book The Alchemist, he had clarity of his path. He didn't waver. They've got a lot of people on his path who were naysayers and people who were going to make fun of him. And some of them were omens. And some of them were helpers in disguise. And some of them were tricks. You know, the universe will test you. I talked a lot about Jupiter in the last podcast, and I gave a story that Carolyn Casey came up with in that book. She also said that talking about Jupiter as the storyteller and Jupiter as the journey, that when you're on your path, the universe will send you opportunities that are basically red herrings. Some of them are for you and some of them aren't for you. And you've got to figure it out. And so what does human design do? What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to help you understand how to make decisions and help you tap back into your body wisdom. So when the wrong thing shows up, you know, and when the right thing shows up, you know, and that you can have confidence in that, trust your body and say yes and say no and trust it and feel empowered by that. And how useful is that for a business owner? That's what human design does. It's about inner permission. And then you apply it to your body, and then you apply it to your business, and then you apply it to all the areas of your life. You optimize it and maximize it and leverage it for sales and messaging and marketing and positioning and all the types of marketing vehicles you want to do and all the stuff. And that's what I help people with. And that's what you can use human design to help you make money with. But you can also use it to really, really understand yourself. That is the Aligned Alchemist, my friends. The podcast cover. How could I forget that? The sun in astrology is your purpose. I mentioned that. It's what you're here to do. It's your dharma. And the sun in human design is one aspect of what constitutes our profile. I talked about the one line before. The profile is one of the most important aspects of your human design chart because it's the role you're here to play, and it's the lens through which you live your purpose. It is a huge part of how you brand and position yourself in business. And that is how I knew what I was here to do. And that is how I took permission for that. As a 5-1, I'm here to share the truth. I'm here to be a heretic. I'm here to be a messenger. I'm here to be a visionary. I'm here to be an alchemist based on foundational knowledge and confidence in that knowledge, based on all the stuff I've been through, based on all the things I know, and I'm here to share it with my tribe. Not everyone is designed that way, but that's how I'm designed. And so that's how I knew that I was going to start a podcast. I knew it was the right step for me, even though from a business perspective, it's not the first thing you would do. You would not launch a podcast in business. It's a ton of work. You don't make a lot of money. You have much faster ways to grow your brand. But it felt right for me. And it's counter to all the advice that I got from current business mentors that I was working with when I started Success and Spirit. But I listened to my inner voice. And only I'm going to know if I'm going to be right or wrong. But let me tell you, I'd much rather be wrong in a year, having done it my way, than having wondered what would happen by being frustrated doing it their way and still not getting what I want. And so far, I've had nothing but positive reinforcement, resources showing up, and all the things that happen when you are on your path. I don't think I've ever met someone I've mentioned this podcast name to, regardless of what they're into or where I've crossed the, where we as humans have crossed paths, and they've said, wow, that name, I love the name. It has this resonance, it has a vibration, because that's the name. Because I'm the Aligned Alchemist and you're the Aligned Alchemist, and we're on this journey together. We're each on our own journey, but we're all on this journey together. A couple of weeks ago, it was fall equinox. I was camping. I'm big into the cycles of the earth wheel and all that. And I live in New England where it gets really cold after fall equinox. So I was sleeping outside. I love to do that. I'm a big earth witch type person. Shouldn't shock you. I was sitting with a bunch of women around the fire, and we were just eating and talking and sitting around the fire and sharing stories. And it was just really nice to get out, bare bones, tent, home cooked food, down to basics. And even though I'm doing this podcast on a microphone and then we'll eventually publish it using AI tools, and it's the opposite of simple. And eventually there'll be a Discord group and, you know, courses and email lists and all of that. Ultimately, I want this podcast to feel like that fire, that Aries fire, a bunch of entrepreneurs sitting around supporting each other silently on the journey or loudly on the journey if you're working with me or you're part of my groups. Some of you are going to work with me. Some of you are never going to work with me, but there'll still be a support for you on your journey, on your learning journey of human design, on your learning journey of the business world, on your learning journey of yourself. But also, what I'm here to do is to be someone who has a different voice. There's a lot of human design podcasts out there. There's a lot of business podcasts out there. There's a lot of personal development podcasts out there. And there's a lot of things out there that I don't particularly agree with, nor do I think that they are the way things should be taught. And so I'm going to put a unique spin on it. That's what a five does. I hope that it's interesting to you, but that's what I want this podcast to be. I'm also going to have a ton of great guests for season one. Things will be coming as things roll out in 2024. And that particular segment will be called Trust the Flow, because it's not just about what they do. It's not just about supporting them in their business. It's not about them sharing their resources with you, which of course they will, but it's also about talking about their journey, the highs and the lows, because it's about pulling back the curtain of business. It's about talking to them as spiritual business owners on the path, what they've been through. I've handpicked all the guests for the first couple of months, people I know personally, people I know who are going to be a great fit, additive to the show, additive to the message I have, additive to the type of topics I want to talk about. And then just like anything else, this podcast will alchemize and transform and change as this podcast grows, as I find out more about what you guys want to listen to, as I grow and evolve, as this podcast spreads out into YouTube and the audience grows and the work that I do with clients and groups grows, this will evolve and grow. So as I wrap up this podcast, if you're still listening, do know that course is going to be Find Your Frequency, interest link below, never going to run it again, as a live course, very great opportunity to work with me one-on-one, get your questions answered. Everything will be recorded and it'll be early. We talk about energy. We're going to go over circuitry. We're going to go over centers. We're going to go over variables and cognition and all of these other ways that energy moves through you, so you have a solid understanding of how to interpret anything that comes at you. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I look forward to seeing you very, very soon.